Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Buy you a drink.
Shout out to T-Pain. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're all on YouTube at the 106.7 The Fan page. We're on Monumental Sports Network. Broadcasting live from the BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia. Getting ready for Commanders practice today. B, I got to tell you something.
What you got?
Trying to eat peanut butter crackers during a break on a radio show, not the smartest thing in the world.
Well, you do a lot of things that are not smart, bro. Peanuts is not something you want to eat if you got to start talking.
I got peanuts.
Or peanut butter.
I got peanuts and peanut butter crackers.
Nah, that's the two things you do not want to try.
All right, I wanted to take a look at something. So, obviously, the last time Washington and Detroit played, Washington won in convincing fashion.
Yeah.
It was in the divisional round of the playoffs. It was cold as hell in Michigan. You and I were there. It was quite a night, man. It was pretty damn cool.
It was.
Shout out to Lee Armstrong. He gave me a ride home the next morning. That was a fun flight. So the earliest line I can gather on this game is from May when they announced the schedule. And I think that's fairly irrelevant. But way back in May, when oddsmakers first started giving lines on this game, Commanders were favored by 1.5.
Yeah.
So if you figure 3 points for home field, they had Washington as a very, very, very narrow favorite. That held all the way until, and this is what I find odd, October 28th was last weekend, right? I guess Halloween.
Right before last weekend.
Halloween was Friday night, right? So October 28th is like a week
Tuesday
ago.
Or Wednesday.
Yeah. At that point, they installed Detroit as a 3-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened on October 28th? The Commanders said Jaden Daniels is playing. Jaden's back.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, Detroit's a 3-point favorite. That holds until the game was, they played probably November 2nd or 3rd, right?
2nd.
Then Detroit starts to move up, right? At one point it's 4.5, then it's 3.5, then it's back down to 3 because Detroit just lost to Minnesota at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's thinking about this. The Lions have lost 2 of their last 3, and their injury report is pretty significant too. It's not Washington's. They're not without their starting quarterback, but they could be missing as many as 3 of their starting offensive linemen.
Mm.
All right. So before Washington kicks off against Seattle, it was Detroit minus 3. Then Washington plays Seattle. Jaden gets hurt. That line jumps to 7.5.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much held there. At one point, it jumped to 8.5, and it got as high as 9.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just earlier. That was like 2 days ago. And now it seems like it's settling down back to a touchdown and a half. 7.5. What do you make of the line movement? I think when it was at 3 with Jaden and jumping to 7 without Jaden, I think that's pretty fair.
Mm-hmm.
But then it goes all the way up to 9. Now it's back down to 7. If you look at the action on this, overwhelmingly people are betting Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately for Washington, overwhelmingly people were betting on Seattle. They covered. Overwhelmingly people were betting on Kansas mm-hmm. City, and they covered. So this is not like a...
Well, see, that's why the line is moving, because overwhelmingly those things happen, and I keep telling you, the line don't move.
But
based
for it
off
to
of,
move back down is odd.
Yeah, but it's not always because of just information. It's a lot of time they try to make that thing be split in the middle. You know, and if you went to 9.5, there are people that still believe, well, they just lost, like you said, 2 of the last 3. They're not going to win by that much. So you get people betting on the taking the under, and then all of a sudden, no, let's move it back to 7.5, which makes you think a little bit more. No.
Lions yesterday on the injury report, Taylor Decker, Penei Sewell, and Dan Skipper, 3 tackles for this team, all DNPs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's DNP for rest. That's just DNP. Decker's a shoulder. Sewell is a shoulder. Skipper is his back. I mean, that's a pretty significant injury situation for Detroit. But you know what stinks, B?
What's that?
Like, ideally, if you're down a bunch of tackles, your defensive ends are going to be really looking to feast. Washington's so far down at the end, you've got Von Miller in clear passing situations, but beyond that, it's like,
but people haven't proven themselves just yet.
Jacob Martin's giving him some good rushes.
Yeah.
Frankie Louvu, I guess. Louvu's not suspended. I don't know, man. This is a difficult game.
Could Louvu be put back in the lineup be a reason that the line moved a little bit? Because when he was, at maybe, first they say he was suspended.
Maybe that's why
could have went up to 9. And he comes back, it drops back to 7.5. I don't know.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that. So it jumped up to – that honestly might track, B. When did the appeal announcement come out? Was that yesterday morning?
Somewhere around there.
I think it was Wednesday morning. So that would have been, what, the 5th? That could be it, B, because it went from 9.5 to 8.5. And now today, it's back to 7.5. Looking at this game, I do think this will not be like the shootout so many are expecting. I think when you look at Detroit, B, they're an explosive offense. Jared Goff's a good player.
Very much so.
Amon-Ra St. Brown's a great player. Jameson Williams has real speed. Laporte is a player. Like, they are real players, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, and I'm curious, maybe you disagree, Detroit's identity is running the hell out of the football.
True. They only had 63 yards in the last game, though.
Right, and it's David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. And Jahmyr Gibbs is your home run hitter, but Montgomery's your hammer. They have nicknames for each other based on a video game, Sonic and Knuckles. I don't have a lot of file on that.
I have none.
Sonic's the hedgehog. I know Sonic. That was on Sega when I was a kid. I don't know who Knuckles is. Maybe Jeff can let me know. I think in this game, Detroit's going to be really focused on getting their run game going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what every NFL game is difficult. Carolina just went to Green Bay and beat the Packers in Lambeau.
Yeah.
Right? I think Dan Campbell wants to get his offense back to a power running team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dude, Detroit, through 8 games now, a little less than 40% of their third downs. Detroit, with this explosive offense and their ability to get downhill in the run game, 25th in the NFL on third down. 37 of 102 on the year.
Wow.
Don't you think Dan Campbell's going to look at this game as we're going to get our damn run game going?
Yeah, I think that the third down thing, it does say you're not doing much on first and second.
Right.
And but this thing, you got Gibbs and Montgomery. Which one would you run all the time? Because the power game is more about Montgomery, which is normally inside the tackles. And people can defend that. Gibbs, you put him back there. Gibbs can go inside, outside, catch the ball in the backfield, whatever. I think he gives you the better chance because he has, you know, more thinking that the defense has to do, more worrying they have to do. Montgomery, you know how this game plan for him. But that's what they seem to want to go with, Montgomery more, and use what's called as that change of pace back. Hell, I'll put him out there at the beginning.
Shout out to Ben Johnson for taking the ball out of Jahmyr Gibbs'
hand.
Thank
you. Thank you, Benjamin. Yeah.
I'll never understand that decision-making process in that divisional round game. I believe Gibbs was averaging 9 yards a touch, and they kept pulling him out to give the ball to David Montgomery.
Craziness.
We're going to open the phone. So just run of show here for the folks watching on TV or watching on YouTube or listening to us. We have a packed second half of the program. Deshaun Reed from the Washington Post is going to join us at 12:30. Hal Hirschfeldt from the Washington Spirit. They're hosting a playoff game on Saturday. I think me and the girls are going to go. She's going to join us at 12:45. Peter Rosenberg going to join us at 1:30 from NYC. And then Brian Newberry is the head coach of the Naval Academy. Navy's playing Notre Dame in South Bend this weekend. Really big opportunity for Navy. They just dropped a tough one at North Texas. That North Texas team is good, dude. That coach is going to get paid. I don't know where he's going, but I know he's not staying at North Texas.
That's Texas. That North Texas is all green?
Mean green, yes, sir.
They better win the Sun Belt.
Are they in the Sun Belt or the American?
I think they were a Sun Belt.
I think they might be in the American.
I know we played them a few times.
I'm looking it up.
They're in the American.
In American? All right.
Yeah.
So they played against they were playing against us a good bit.
Well, I think maybe they were in the Sun Belt. Would you leave the American for this? Would you leave the Sun Belt for the American? White Brian, what's the better?
He wouldn't win it in the Sun Belt.
So the Fun Belt, baby.
Teams in the American have a better chance at the playoff.
Okay, because you got bigger name teams, I guess. You got Memphis and East Carolina or whatever. All right, looking at – so that was a big loss for Navy because it was their first conference loss. One of these teams is probably going to the college football playoff. Navy, Memphis, North Texas, South Florida, Tulane. I guess East Carolina's in there. No, they have too many losses. But it'll come down to winning this conference. And if Navy can knock off Notre Dame this weekend, that is a complete
game. If they knock off Notre Dame, they're going to be the one going to the playoff.
Bro, we're not going to bring this up with Coach later on today. Do you know what the line is, Navy going to South Bend?
It's probably something double digit.
It's almost four touchdowns.
That's double digit.
It is double digits. 26 and a hook. You know what I'm going to do? And again, I'm not going to mention this to Coach later in the program. I'm taking the points. That's what I'm going to do.
Coach listening to you, man.
Well, Coach, I'm betting on you. We're cool. At 11 a.m., we're going to open these phone lines up. How does Washington beat Detroit? I need – tell me a player. Tell me a design, a scheme. How do they get this done? Because this team desperately needs a win. They've lost four in a row. You don't want to lose five in a row and have to get on a plane to Europe. You got to get a win. We're trying to track down the Commanders legend of the game. If anybody knows who it is, shoot me a text. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday's touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the kickoff. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take your shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N, for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must supply a profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Starting your own business can be intimidating. Suddenly, you're wearing all the hats. Designer, marketer, customer support, shipping expert. It's a lot. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the global commerce platform powering millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify has your back. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, you can launch a beautiful, professional online store that looks and feels like you. Need content? Shopify's AI tools can help you write product descriptions, headlines, even enhance your product photos. Want to grow your reach? Easily create email and social media campaigns to meet your audience wherever they're scrolling. And with Shopify's world-class support, you'll have expert help for everything. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.